Athabasca. Since even before the sudden departure of Ryan Mayer as SOW of Athabasca County, there was a rift between councillors which has become more apparent after his resignation, culminating in a dramatic if anticlimactic vote to remove Reeve Larry Armfelt from his role at council September 29 meeting. For several months there have been two factions forming on council with Cown. Christy Bilski, Cown. Dwayne Rawson, and Cown. Dennis Wilcott on one side and Cown. Trevay Johnson, Cown. Penny Stewart, Cown. Doris Splain, Cown. Kevin Haynes and Armfelt on the other, and the splinter became more contentious and obvious after Meyer's resignation right before the scheduled June 24 council meeting. At the June 24 meeting, Armfelt allowed no discussion around the resignation nor appointing Director of Agriculture and Community Services Don Phillips to the role of interim SOW, citing the Municipal Government Act and Robert's Rules of Order. If you're refusing to answer my questions, then obviously, I'm gonna have to say no because you will not answer my questions, and yes, I will be bringing this up with municipal affairs, because you're not answering questions, said Rawson at the time. Bilski, Wilcott and Rawson have brought up questions about the events at every meeting since, either officially or as side comments, but at the September 29 meeting a motion was made following an in-camera session under Section 17 of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, FOIP, by Bilski to remove Armfelt as Reeve, less than a month ahead of the municipal election. Section 17 reads, a public body must refuse to disclose personal information if disclosure would be an unreasonable invasion of a third party's personal privacy. However, motions must be made as part of the public record, and as soon as council came out of the closed session, Bilski made the motion to remove Armfelt with a recorded vote, and the vote split along the exact same lines with Bilski, Wilcott and Rawson on one side and the remainder of council on the other. All three councillors declined to talk about what was said in camera. We made a motion and we recorded it, and I'm going to leave it at that, Wilcott said. Rawson echoed the comments simply saying, I can't talk about it, but added anyone could use their imagination as to why. I have no comment, all the conversation was in camera, and I respect the decision of council, said Bilski. Armfelt seems to have taken it all in stride, noting he also cannot divulge what was said in camera. The reason for it, well, she's got her reasons for making the motion, he said October 3. EE will never speculate on what somebody else does because they obviously have their own agenda. Armfelt will remain Reeve, and all councillors hold their roles, until the new council is sworn in at the first regular meeting following the October 18 election. With files from Chris Zwick H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.